This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Paula Poundstone will be at the Fox Performing Arts Center this Saturday evening, benefiting the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center. And this is nothing new for Paula, having performed for the center twice before. But Lillian Vasquez spoke with Paula recently about something that is new.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your newest book, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Why such a long title?
I don't know. I'm just a verbose person. My book before that, the one that came out several years ago, was called There's Nothing in This Book That I Meant to Say. And both times I was cautioned about, you know, a long title. They said, well, when they ship it, the packing slip won't have the whole title, as if that was a reason to change the title. But they said, but I think when it was shipped under the name The Totally Un. And that name's fine with me, too. It's The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. I do experiments in things that I or other people thought would make me happy. And each chapter is written as an experiment with the hypothesis and the conditions and the variables and hopefully the funniest field notes ever written. But the real question for me wasn't whether or not I would enjoy doing something. The question was, what thing could I do that would give me a bounce so that when I return to my regular life, the inevitable on and off reins of one's regular life, you know, what would be an umbrella, so to speak, for those weather patterns? So the analysis part of each chapter is the story of my regular life, raising a house full of kids and animals and being a stand-up comic for a living and just being stuck being me 24 hours a day.
Your testimonials or blurbs on the cover of your book are quite impressive. Wow, I mean, Lily Tomlin, Carl Reiner, Garrison Keillor, Trisha Yearwood, that one kind of surprised me, and of course, Peter Sagal. Trisha Yearwood, good friend of yours, someone you know, or she read your book?
Well, the last two, I think. I met Trisha doing Wait, Don't Tell Me. She was the Not My Job guest.
Right.
Which is the section of the show, for those who don't know, where we ask questions of someone well-known for something, but we ask them questions on a topic they're not likely to know anything about. And most often what happens is they're over the phone. You know, they're patched in, and so the whole audience can hear them talking. In the case of Trisha Yearwood, we were doing a road show, and she came down to the show because she likes it.
She
was very excited to meet us.
Wow.
And of course, we couldn't figure that out, but she was so much fun. She was funny, and I think she sold more country albums than most of any woman. Or, you know, she's married to Garth Brooks. She has no shortage of fans herself, but here she came to do this goofy, silly show. And we just couldn't get over how down-to-earth she was.
Oh, nice.
She was funny and self-effacing and smart. So, I don't know, it seemed natural to me to ask her if she played ping pong. Because I have ping pong parties in my backyard, usually at least a few times a year. So we started exchanging emails over this topic of her coming to a ping pong party. And she sent me pictures of herself playing at her sister's house ping pong so that, you know, I know that she's legitimate.
Right, of course. You wouldn't want someone that isn't.
Every time we have a ping pong party, I send her an invitation. And she has lame old excuses. Like one time it was, oh, sorry, Garth and I are performing at Yankee Stadium that night.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Paula Poundstone in conversation with Lillian Vasquez. Poundstone will be at the Fox Performing Arts Center this Saturday evening, benefiting the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center. Information at kvcrnews.org/events. Hear the complete interview with Lillian Vasquez and Paula Poundstone at kvcrnews.org/arts. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.